It's been a delight to speak to you today.
今天跟大家传讲神的话，真是我的喜乐。
Especially because our subject has been justification.
特别我们讲的主题是称义。
And the righteousness of God in Romans.
和罗马书中的神的义这个主题。
And tonight we come to the fourth of the sermons on Romans and the righteousness of God.
好，今天我们讲这个系列的神的义的第四讲。
We're coming to look at its theological foundation, Romans 5, 12 to 21.
看看他的神学的基础，就罗马书第五章十二到十，二十一节。
Now you've seen this outline many times today. I'm not going to repeat it.
你今天已经看了这个大纲很多次了，我不再重复了。
But remember that we looked in the first hour at the enlightening revelation of the righteousness of God.
记得我们第一个钟头看到了这神的义的光照的启示。
Where Paul answered the question, "What is the righteousness of God?"
保罗回答这个问题，何谓神的义呢？
And then we looked at its scriptural confirmation.
我们又看到他的经上的肯定，神的义的肯定。
Does the Old Testament actually teach this righteousness of God?
旧约是否教导这个神的公义呢？
And then we looked in the last hour at its reconciling function.
上一堂课呢，我们又看到它的和睦的功用。
What's the main thing that the righteousness of God does for us?
神的义为我们所成就的最主要的是什么呢？
It reconciles us to God.
使我们与神和好和睦。
And tonight we come to the theological foundation.
好，今晚我们要看到神的义的神学的基础了。
So let's read together Romans 5, 12 to 21.
好，我们来读罗马书的第五章十二节到二十节，我们同声来读神的话语。这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人。因为众人都犯了罪，没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也算不算，也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像，只是过犯不如恩赐。若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍临到众人吗？因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。若因一人的过犯死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？如此说，一次的过犯众人都被定罪，照样因一次的义行众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆众人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从众人也成为义了。律法本是外天的，叫过犯显露，只是罪在哪里显露，恩典就更显露了。就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
Now I'm going to say something that may surprise you.
我要说一些话，可能会吓你一跳。
I think this is for most people in our day and age.The most weird and alien part of Romans that we have read or studied together today.
我想这段经文也许这个时代罗马书当中一段对我们这个时代的人来说是最 荒奇、最离奇的怪诞的经文。
In fact, it might be the most weird part of the New Testament, as a whole for our contemporaries.
可能为我们当代人来说呢，整本新约圣经是最奇怪的一段经文。
And you may sense this yourself.
你可能自己读了也会有同感。
And the reason it seems so weird or alien to us is because of this concept of headship that Paul teaches here.
这段经文之所以如此的对我们来说这么遥远、这么离奇怪诞，是因为这个头的代表性的概念、观念对我们来说很陌生。
So what is Paul doing in this part of the letter?
这里呢，保罗在做什么呢？
It is as if he's described the righteousness of God.
这好比呢，他解释完了神的义之后呢，
shown that it's biblical.
他已经证明了这是合乎圣经的。
Explained what it does.
然后就解释神的义成就些什么事呢？
And then he steps back.
之后呢，他又倒退一步。
And says,What's going on here?
他就问一个问题，到底这是怎么回事？
What's the explanation for all this?
这一切你怎么解释呢？
What's underneath the surface?
这个在表面下面的隐藏的是什么呢？
What are the underlying principles?
这个下面的这些原则是什么呢？
And now he comes to explain these principles.
现在他就来解释这些原则了。
In terms of the headship of Adam and the headship of Christ.
来解释亚当的这个头，这个元首的代表性，和耶稣基督这个头，这个元首的代表性，代表是什么？
Here's what he's done.
好，这就是他所做的啊。
He's explained that we're not justified by our own works.
他已经解释了，我们不是靠自己的行为遵守律法称义，不是的。
But by what Christ did on the cross.
乃是借着基督十字架所成了的救赎得以称义。
Somebody else obeys in my place.
另外一位代替我顺服了神的律法。
And pays my debt to God in my place.
他为我代替我偿清了我的罪债。
He represents me.
他代表我。
Christ substitutes for me.
基督是我的替罪的，他是我的代表。
Boss, what's going on here?
保罗问，这到底咋回事？
In Romans 5:12-21, Paul explains.
在罗马书第五章的十二到二十一节，保罗就来解释了。
The underlying principle in the way of salvation.
我们救恩的下面的基本的原则是什么？
Through Christ representing other people.
是借着基督的代表人类在受苦。
He talks about how Adam represented the original human race.
他讲到了亚当代表了起初的人类。
In what he did.
在亚当所做的事他有代表性。
And then he shows how Christ is parallel to Adam.
然后他在让我们看到基督和亚当是平行的，这两个是对比。
He also represents other people in what he does.
基督也代表一群人，在他所做的事上，也代表了属他的人。
Now the biblical word for this idea of representing someone else is headship.
这圣经里头啊，这个代表性的、合乎圣经的用词呢，就是头或是元首的代表性。
Adam is the first head of the human race.
亚当是全人类的第一个头或是元首。
Christ is the second Adam.
而基督呢，就是第二个亚当。
The head of a new human race.
他是新人类的代表元首。
So Paul thinks in this passage in terms of headship.
所以呢，保罗的思路呢，是沿着这个头。头的思路呢，在想思想。
Now we don't think in terms of headship.
我们现代人不想到这个头的概念。
We are modern people.
我们是现代人。
We don't think in terms of headship.
我们常常不会沿着这个头的元首的思路在想东西啊。
We think in terms of individuals.
我们的思路是个人主义。
We believe in individualism.
我们相信啊，什么都是我，我个人，个人主义。
We think of individuality.
我们想到每个人不一样，各自负责嘛。
This whole idea of individualism.
这个个人主义这个概念呢、啊？
Is illustrated in a famous poem of William Ernest Hensley.
在这个人呢写了一首有名的诗啊，他把个人主义表露无遗。
It's called The Invictus.
啊，这篇他写的这首诗的名字叫做《成事在人，人定胜天》。
This is the poem.
这是他的写的诗。
And Pastor Pan will read it for you.
Okay, I'll put in a word of explanation that he amputated.
Okay.
这个人呢，写作的作者啊，啊，十三岁就患了病，然后一条腿就锯掉。锯掉之后呢，另外一条腿，医生也要锯他。锯他腿的时候，他就咬紧牙关，他说：“不，我要宁可要经历任何手术，我也不锯掉。”结果他就保留那条腿。他经历了很多患难，很多痛苦，他都咬紧牙关拼命过来，所以写的这首诗啊，我读给大家听。在覆盖我的夜晚之中，黑如两极间的深坑里，我感谢那卫士的神明赐我那打不倒的灵魂。在四面楚歌的逆境中，我没有眨眼，没有叫苦。在厄运的重锤打击下，我血淋淋的头没有低下。在这怒与泪的世界后，恐怖的阴影即将覆庇。尽管如此，一年年的威胁见我仍然无畏，永远无畏。不论那门有多么的窄，刑罚案件有多么的厚，我仍是自己命运的主宰，我仍是自己灵魂的舵手。哇 ，OK。
This is the cry of modernism.
这就是现代主义的呼喊。
I am the master of my fate.
我是自己命运的主宰。
I am the captain of my soul.
我是灵魂自己灵魂的舵手。
This is what modern people say.
这就是现代人说的，人定胜天。
But it is not what Paul says.
但这不是保罗说的。
Romans 5:12-21 contradicts all of this.
罗马书第五章十二到二十一节与这个恰恰相反，背道而驰。
Of course, this poem sounds bold and brave.
当然，这首歌啊，听啊，这首诗呢，听起来胆大包天，勇敢得不得了啊。
But it's really stupid and arrogant.
其实是非常的愚昧和狂妄。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because we do not, in fact, control our own destiny or our own lives.
因为我们不能够主宰自己的前途，甚至自己的生命，我们都主宰不了。
Our lives and destinies are controlled by many other people and things.
其实啊，我们的生命啊、命运啊、生活受到许许多多各种各样事物和人物的掌控，我们自己控制不了。
We are affected by what other people do.
我们被别人所做的事情所影响、所左右。
For instance,
譬如
none of the 50,000 American soldiers who died in Vietnam chose to start and continue that war.
那这五万个死在越战当中的美国大兵，没有一个选择自己选择什么时候开战、什么时候结束。或者继续打下去，不是他们自己的选择。
Who decided that 50,000 Americans would die in Vietnam?
是谁决定有五万美国大兵会死在越战当中呢？
Three men.
三个人。
Their names were Kennedy, Johnston, and Nixon.
尼克森总统、坎德迪、Candidate 总统叫什么？坎内迪总统，还有三个总统，还有谁啊？
So, maybe you've seen the movie Blindside.
你可能看过这个电影啊，叫做《盲点》。
About the life of Michael Orr.
这个人叫做 Michael Orr， 是他的生命的传记。
He was a black fellow.
他是一个黑人。
From a terrible neighborhood.
他住在一个很不好的一个社区里头。
Whose life was going nowhere.
他的生命漫无目标。
Until the Tui family adopted him.
直到这个 家庭领养了他
and gave him a chance.
给他个机会。
He would not be playing in the NFL today.
他不可能在这个美国橄榄球这个队里头打球的，要不然。
Except for the decisions of somebody else.
是除非别人替他做了决定，要不然他门都没有，机会都没有。
Except for the compassion of the Tui family.
要不是这个家庭对他的怜悯帮助，他根本没有机会出头。
Our lives are profoundly influenced by others.
我们的生命是深深地受到别人的影响。
We are not the masters of our fate.
我们不是自己命运的主宰。
And we are not the captains of our souls.
我们也不是自己生命的舵手。
And this is why Paul speaks about headships in Romans 5.
这就是保罗在罗马书里头所论到的头的观念。
The headships of Adam and Christ.
基督的头和亚当是我们的头所表达的意思。
But what is the idea of headship?
那么这个头的概念到底是什么意思呢？这个元首头。
Here's a passage that talks about heads.
好，这一段经文呢讲到了头。
1 Corinthians 11:3.
林前十一章第三节，我们起读：我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头。男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
Here's another passage, Ephesians 4:15 and 16.
另一段经文，以弗所书四章十五到十六节，我们起来读十五节：唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职。
Headship in the Bible implies three ideas.
头在圣经里头这个概念啊，暗示了三个意思。
The source, the head is the source.
好，第一呢，头就是源头。
The head is in union with the people under him.
好，头呢也与他下面的人联合。第二是联合。
And the head is in control.
好，第三呢，这头呢也主宰掌管一些事。
Adam is the source of the human race.
亚当呢是头，他是源头，人类的源头。
Adam is in union with the human race.
亚当呢也与整个属他的人类也都联合了，联合。第二
，Adam exercises control over the human race.
第三呢，亚当也主宰着整个人类。
It is for this reason that God appoints Adam to represent the human race in the Garden of Eden.
因此呢，神就指定亚当在伊甸园里头代表全人类。
Similarly, Christ is the source of, in union with, and controls the new human race.
好，同样的呢，基督也是这新人类，就新造的人，就是我们的源头，第一源头。第二，我们也与他联合。第三呢？而且基督也主宰着我们。
Because of this, God appoints Christ to represent the new human race as a second Adam.
好，因此呢，神也指定基督做第二个亚当，来代表这个新人类，这个新族群。
It is representative headship.
好，就是这个头的代表性。
That lies behind and under the way in which the righteousness of God works.
就告诉我们呢，神的义，这个义的原则是如何在运行、在工作的。
Representative headship is the theological foundation of the righteousness of God.
好，头的代表性呢，也是神的义的神学的基础。
In Romans 5:12-21. Paul says three things about this representative headship.
在罗马书第五章的十二到二十一节当中呢，保罗论到头的代表性的三件事情。
And these three things correspond to the three paragraphs in this passage.
好，这三件事情呢，也跟这段经文里头的三段呢，也都息息相关的啊，都有关系的。
He talks about representative headship and the entrance of sin.
好，讲到罪的。头的代表性跟罪的进入人间。
Verses 12 to 14.
十二节到十四节是第一个段落。
Then he talks about representative headship and the righteousness of God.
然后他又讲到了头的代表性和神的公义。
Verses 15 to 19.
15到19节。
And then he talks about representative headship and the law of God.
好，第三个段落呢，就是头的代表性和神的律法。
Verses 20 and 21.
这是20到21节，这三个段落。
And we want to talk about these three things to understand the passage.
好，我们要细细地讲这三点，来明白这整段的经文啊。
Representative headship and the entrance of sin into the world, verses 12 to 14.
好，首先呢，第一个段落十二到十四节呢，头的代表性与罪恶的进入世间。
Read them again.
我们再来读一遍，十二到十四节，同声读。这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来治人的预象。
Paul here is talking about a broken world.
保罗在这里啊，在讲一个破碎的世界的光景，堕落的世界的光景。
He thinks of a world all men in it are under the dominion of sin and death.
他想到这个世界呢，其中所有的人呢，都在罪和死的权势之下。
And this is not normal.
这不正常啊。
But why does every last human being die?
为什么每一个人都要死呢？没个例外。
Why does everyone die?
为什么每一个例外，人人都要死呢？
Paul gives his answer in these verses.
保罗在这段经文中给了我们答案。
It has to do with the representative headship of Adam exercised over the human race.
这个跟亚当对全人类的他的头的代表性是有关系的。
The whole human race was affected by what Adam did in the garden when he sinned.
当亚当在伊甸园里头，当他犯罪的时候，整个人类都受了他的牵连。
And these verses, Paul states his thesis, and then he supports his thesis.
好，在这些经文当中呢，保罗首先提出他的论点，然后再支持、证明他的论点。
The statement of the thesis is in verse 12.
好，第十二节是他的论点啊。
Through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界。
And death spread to all men.
死又是从罪来的。
Because all sinned.
于是众人死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Paul is saying that the reason sin and death is in the world is because of the sin of one man.
好，保罗的论点是啊，借着一个人，就借着亚当死亡和罪恶，就进入了世界所有的世人当中。
Because all sinned in this verse,
在这节经文里头，因为众人都犯了罪，
means all sinned representatively in Adam.
意思就是呢，众人都在亚当的头的代表性之下都犯了罪了。
Paul says something similar about Christ in another place.
保罗在另外一个地方也讲到了类似的话，就是基督的头的代表性，也说了类似的话。
One died for all, therefore all died.
好，原来是基督爱基督。我想，一个人替众人死了，众人就都死了。
And so he says here, because Christ died for us, we died in him.
好，这里讲到，因为一人，那个一人是基督，基督为我们死了，我们都在他里面死了。
So because Adam sinned, we all sinned in him.
因着亚当一人犯罪，我们都在亚当里一同犯了罪。他是代表，他是头。
Now, Paul goes on in verses 13 and 14.
十三到十四节啊，保罗继续说。
To support this assertion.
他来证明他的论点。
And these verses are some of the most complicated.
这些经文呢, 是一些最难懂的, 最复杂的经文,
and confusing.
叫人头昏脑胀的,
any place in the epistle to the Romans.
在罗马书里头, 最复杂的, 最难懂的一些经文呢,
and I'm going to try to explain them to you.
我要竭力的, 尽量的解释清楚。
I hope I can.
我盼望我能够解释清楚。
I think I understand what they mean.
我想我明白他的意思啊。
And I want you to understand what they mean.
我也盼望你们都能够明白这段经文的意思。
First again, let's first of all, let's read them again.
首先我们先再读一遍啊，这些论点的支持。没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西。 死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像。Now,
Paul is reasoning from the book of Genesis.
现在保罗是在从创世纪里头来讲道理啊。Remember
how well he reasoned from Genesis? In Romans 4,
记得罗马书第四章，他如何从创世纪十五章来讲道理呢？
Well, he reasons from Genesis again to support what he says.
现在他又一次呢，从创世纪来说明他的道理。
He is saying the book of Genesis supports the idea that sin entered the world through Adam and all die because of what he did.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. 他说呢，创世纪里头呢。 正支持他的论点，就是我们都在亚当里犯了罪了。All died in Adam, and
yes, because of what he did.
因着亚当所做的，我们众人都在亚当里头犯了罪。创世纪证明他的论点。Here's
the first thing Paul assumes.
这是保罗要肯定的或者要假设的第一件事情。It's
clear from Genesis.
从创世纪里头很明显。That
all of mankind, even before the law was given on Mount Sinai, was under the dominion of sin.
所有的人类，甚至在神在西乃山颁布律法之前，老早之前，所有的人都在罪恶之下。Everybody
dies.
所有的人都死了。Read
Genesis 5.
读创世纪第五章嘛。And
he died. And he died. And he died.
他死了，死了，又死了，又死了，这个死了，那个死了，全死了。第五章。All
men die.
所有的人都死了。Not
just Adam.
不仅是亚当死了。But
all of his posterity.
所有他的后代，子子孙孙都死了。But
Paul says it's clear that this was not because they all sinned like Adam did.
但是保罗说，不是因为他们都照着亚当。 一样的罪犯了罪，他们犯的罪不一样，但是也死了。Did
God come to every single man, woman, and child?
神是否到每一个男女老少的面前
？And do what he did to Adam?
他做了他在亚当身上所做的事呢？就是
，Did he come to every man and say, "Don't eat of this tree, and the day you eat, you'll die"?
他是不是对每一个老老少少说，哎，你不要吃那个那棵树啊，你吃的日子你必定要死？有没有这样对每个人说
？We understand why Adam died.
我没有，我们知道为什么亚当死。God
gave him a command.
因为神给他一个吩咐，一个命令。He
disobeyed.
他不顺服，他叛逆。He
died.
所以他死了。And
we could even understand. Why the people of Israel died in their sins?
我们甚至可以明白为什么以色列人会死在最终。God
did something similar for Israel, didn't he?
神也做了类似的事情为以色列人，对不对
？He gave them His law on Mount Sinai.
他在西乃山颁布了他的律法给了以色列人。And
said, if you disobey it, you will die.
然后告诉以色列人说，如果你不顺服、不听神的律法，你就会死。
So we understand why Adam died.
所以明白为什么亚当会死。And
we understand why Israel died.
我们也明白为什么以色列人会死。But
what about all the people in between?
那么在在 在亚当跟以色列人中间的这些所有的人，他们是怎么死的呢？
All the people from Adam to Moses.
从亚当到摩西，这些人是怎么都死了呢？
Why did they die?
为什么他们也要死呢？
God never gave them a command and a warning.
神没有给他们警告，没有给他们任何的吩咐啊。
And yet they still die.
但是他们还是死了。
Why is that?
为什么如此呢？
Well, they died for some other reason then.
他们是为了别的原因死的，对不对？
It was not because these people sinned in the same way Adam did.
他们并没有照着亚当所犯的罪犯了同样的罪。
So, this dominion of sin and death.
所以这罪和死的权势。
Paul argues.
保罗辩称。
Must be explained on the basis of what Adam did.
必须是因着亚当所做的，因着这个原因才会导致众人的死亡，唯有这个原因可以解释。
It must be, says Paul, because of what Adam did that everybody sins and dies.
保罗说一定是因为亚当所做的，他是头，他有代表性，所以众人也在他里面都死了。
And so he says, Adam must be thought of as a type of Christ.
所以他说呢，亚当也是基督的一个预表，一个预像。
He was the appointed representative of the human race.
他是神所指定的代表人物，整个人类的头代表。
Because he sinned,
因为代表头犯了罪。
All his race are born in sin.
所以凡是在他的族类当中的人都生在罪中。
And die because of sin.
也因着他的罪死了。
He was a head.
他是头。
What he did affected other people.
元首头所做的影响了，牵连了所有的人。
Because he was the head.
因为他是头，他是代表。
Why is sin in the world?
为什么世上有罪呢？
Why do all men sin and die?
为什么所有人都犯罪都死了呢？
Paul traces it all the way back to Adam.
保罗追溯那个源头，一直到亚当里。
Adam represented his race.
亚当这个头代表了整个人类。
And brought on them the consequences with which God threatened him.
他也把这个犯罪的结果，神所警告的结果带到了整个人类，整个世界。
Now, I understand.
我明白哦。
I told you already.
我已经跟你讲了。
This raises questions to us.
这个使我们很困惑。
But it raises questions for us.
但是是叫我们困惑。
Because we don't think in terms of headships.
我们之所以困惑，因为我们今天的思想不是沿着这个头的代表性的思路在思想。
But in terms of individuals.
我们今天只想到个人主义。
But the Bible speaks of headships.
但是圣经讲的不是个人主义，乃是头的代表性。
And that's the way we must think too.
我们也必须回到圣经的思想的思路。
So that's representative headship and the entrance of sin.
好，这就是头的代表性和罪的进入第一点了，第一个段落。
But now think of representative headship and the righteousness of God.
我们再看第二个段落，就是头的代表性和神的义的问题啊。
Verses 15 to 19.
15节到19节。
These verses stress how representative headship is the foundation of the righteousness of God.
这些经文强调呢，头的代表性如何成为神的义的基础。
And these verses have two parts.
他们有两个部分，这些经文有两部分。
The first part of these verses stresses the difference between Adam and Christ.
第一部分呢，强调亚当跟基督呢他们的头的代表性的不同。
And the second part stresses the similarity between Adam and Christ.
第二个部分呢，相反，强调的是他们的相似性。
The differences between the gift and the transgression are stressed in verses 15 to 17.
15到17节呢，讲到他们不同在于恩赐和过犯的不同，亚当跟基督不同在于恩赐和过犯。
The similarities between the disobedience of the one man And the obedience of the one man are stressed in verses 18 and 19.
18到19节呢, 讲到他们的相似之处, 亚当跟, 基督的相似之处。
So the differences in verses 15 to 17.
我们看看他们不同之处啊, 15到16节。 看看他们的不同之处 亚当和夏娃的不, 不是夏娃, 亚当和, 基督的不同之处, 我们一起来读啊, 只是过犯不如恩赐, 若因一人的过犯, 众人都死了, 何况神的恩典, 与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐, 岂不更加倍的临到众人吗? 因一人犯罪, 就定罪, 也不如恩赐，原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
Notice the verses.
好，注意这些经文呢。
Not like the transgression.
不像哪里哪里是第几节？不如。
Not like that which came through the one who sinned.
不如恩赐，不如。
Much more those who receive the abundance of grace.
何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，何况。
These verses stress the differences.
这些经文讲不如不如，何况讲的是不同啊，不同之处。
Between Adam and Christ.
亚当和基督的不同之处。
And there are two differences.
有两个主要的不同点。
First.
首先呢。
In Adam, one sin created the condemnation of many.
在亚当里头，第一呢，他一个过犯，导致了许多人定罪。
So one sin, many condemned.
因着一个人犯罪，许多人都被定罪。
But then in Christ,
但是在基督里呢，
many sins,
许多的罪过，
are covered by one man.
借着一个人的恩典就完全被遮盖了，许多人的罪过都被遮盖。
Many transgressions are covered by the free gift.
这许许多多的罪都由着一个人的恩典而被。
Second,
好，第二,
Adam's sin causes the reign of death and condemnation.
好，亚当的罪呢，导致了死作王与定罪。
In contrast,
好，相反的,
Christ's gift causes the reign of righteousness and life.
好，基督的恩典却导致了公义与生命作王。
But then verses 18 and 19 talk about the similarities between the two.
18、19节讲到亚当和基督的相似之处啊，我们大家来读第8到18到19节。如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。 因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。And
there are several similarities.
这里也有几个相似之处啊。First, 首先,
both in Adam and Christ,
在亚当里和基督里，不论在亚当或基督里。
One man determines the status of the whole race.
都是一个人决定了他整个属他的族类的法定地位。
One man's disobedience makes many sinners.
一个人的不顺服导致了许多的罪人。
One man's obedience makes many righteous.
另一个人的顺服呢，也使多人成为顺服。
But second,
好，第二呢？
Both in Adam and Christ,
不论在亚当里或者在基督里,
one act determines that judicial status.
也都是一个行动导致了这法定的地位, 法定的身份。
It was not Adam's whole life.
不是亚当一辈子的所言所行点点滴滴哦，不是。
That condemned the race.
不是他的一辈子，是整个人类受咒诅被定罪。
It is his one act.
乃是他的一个行动。
Of eating of the tree.
他吃了禁果。
And similarly, one act of Christ.
好，同样的，基督的一个行动。
His becoming obedient to the cross.
他顺服以至于死，死在十字架上。
Determines that his race.
也决定了属亚当的整个族类。
Is righteous before God.
在神面前也被称义了。
One transgression resulted in condemnation to all men.
一人的悖逆呢，导致了所有的人的被定罪。
And one act of righteousness resulted in justification of life to all men.
好，因着一次的义行呢，众人也都被称义得生命了。
But then Paul talks about a third thing.
好，保罗又讲到第三件事。
He's talked about the representative headship.
好，讲到头的代表性。
And the entrance of sin.
和罪的进入第一啊。
He's talked about representative headship.
好，第二呢，头的代表性和。
And the righteousness of God.
和神的公义，第二。
But now he talks about a third thing.
现在他讲第三件事了。
Representative headship and the law of God.
就是头的代表性和神的律法。
Verses 20 and 21.
二十到二十节，我们大家同声来读神的话语。二十到二十节，律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多；只是罪在那里显多，恩典就更显多了。就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
Paul remembers
保罗记得
that many people hearing his letter
很多人读了他的书信呢
are Jews
大多数很多都是犹太人
and the Jews thought
犹太人以为呢
that keeping the law of God
遵循神的律法
was how people were saved
就可以使人得救。
And so Paul knows that there are people out there asking this question.
所以保罗知道呢，他的读者当中呢，有人会问这样的问题啊。
What about the law of God?
那么神的律法呢？
If everything depends on what Adam did,
如果一切都是因着亚当所做的，
or what Christ did,
或者基督所行的，
what about the law?
那神的律法呢？在哪里？
Why the law?
为什么要有律法？
Why did God give the law?
为什么神要颁布他的律法给我们？
Surely the law means something.
当然，这个律法，神颁布律法一定有他的意思啊。
If everything depends on representative headship,
如果一切都是靠着头的代表性，
What about the law of God?
那神的律法放在哪？
Why did God give it?
为什么神要颁布律法，赐下律法？
Paul says, I want to tell you then.
好，保罗说，那么我要告诉你答案。
Why the law?
为什么要赐律法？
So, to the Jews who ask, where does the law fit in?
哦，对那些问，这律法放在哪里呢？问这样的问题的人呢？
Paul answers the question, why the law?
保罗就告诉他们为什么要有律法。
And Paul's answer has two parts.
保罗答案呢有两个部分啊。
The immediate purpose of the law.
好，律法的及时的目的。
And the ultimate purpose of the law.
和最终极的目的。
The immediate purpose of the law.
律法及时眼前的目的呢
？To increase transgression.
是要过犯显多。
And the ultimate purpose of the law.
律法的终极目的呢？
To magnify God's grace.
是要叫恩典显大。
The immediate purpose of the law.
我们先看哦，律法的眼前的就是及时的目的是什么？
Paul says this is to increase transgression.
保罗说呢，其目的是为了要使过犯加增，增多显多。
The law came in so that transgression would increase.
律法本是外天的，为要叫过犯显多。
That's what Paul says.
这是保罗说的话。
But what does that mean?
那这什么意思？叫过犯显多。
Why would God do that?
为什么神要那么做？叫我们多犯罪。
Well, Paul probably means three things.
好，保罗呢，可能是指三件事情啊。
When he talks about the law increasing transgression.
当他讲到律法叫过犯显多，他可能有三个意思。
First,
好，第一。
God gave the law to make clear just how wicked the human race was by how many laws of God they would break.
好，神颁布律法呢，好借着他所，他就是人类啊，他们所触犯的多项律法，来表明了人类是何等的罪孽深重。
Would mankind just break one law about a tree?
人是不是仅仅触犯了一条那个不准吃禁果那一条律法而已呢？
Let's find out.
我们看看到底触犯多少。
God gives many, many other laws.
神又给了许许多多其他的清规戒律。
And what happened?
结果呢？
Human beings break them all.
人类呢，把所有的神的诫命都打破了，都触犯了。
This increases transgression.
这就使人的罪孽显多了。
Second, God gave the law.
好，第二个原因。
To show that men are so wicked,
好，神颁布律法来显明人的罪大恶极。
That when God says,
就是当神说
，Thou shalt not,
你不可这样，不可那样。
They say,
他们偏偏说
，Oh yes, I will,
我就要这样。
Romans 7 verse 8 speaks of this.
罗马第七章第八节讲到这个道理。
Go ahead and read it.
我们大家读。然而罪趁着机会，就是借着诫命，叫猪般的贪心在我里头发动，因为没有律法，罪是死的。
And thirdly,
好，第三点。
God gave the law to show how terrible the consequences of sin are.
好，神颁布律法呢，显明罪恶的后果是何其的可怕。
He wanted people to see what would happen when God's law was broken.
他要我们看到，当神的律法被触犯、被打破的时候，是何等的可怕，会发生什么事。
Because he wanted to make transgression appear as bad as it really was.
因为他要把人的过犯的丑恶性显明出来，让人看到这是何等的可怕。
This is the immediate purpose of the law.
好，这就是律法的及时的功用。
To increase transgression.
是要叫过犯显多。
But why would God want to increase transgression?
但是为什么神要叫人的过犯显明出来呢？
Well, that brings us to the ultimate purpose of the law.
这就把我们带到了律法的终极的目的是为什么？
Why does God want to show how bad sin is?
为什么神要让我们看到罪恶是何等的可怕，罪孽是何等的深重呢？
Why does he want to show how much sin there is?
他为什么要我们看到这个罪是何其之多，何其之大呢？
Why does God want us to see how terrible the consequences of sin are?
为什么神让我们看到罪恶的后果是何其的可怕恐怖呢？
To magnify his grace.
好要叫他的恩典显大。
The more terrible sin is,
人的罪越可怕，
the more terrible its consequences are,
罪恶的后果越可怕。
And all of this shown more clearly by the giving of the law,
借着律法更加显明这个罪恶的可怕。
The more wonderful God's grace in Christ seems to us.
哇，神在基督里的恩典就显得越加的显大。
This is why jewelry stores display beautiful diamonds against black velvet.
所以那些珠宝店里头把美丽的钻石都放在漆黑的布的后上面，让我们看到它的光泽。
The diamond looks more beautiful in contrast with the black velvet.
跟这个黑色的背景相比，这钻石就更加的光辉灿烂。
God gave the law to show how beautiful His grace is.
所以神颁布律法，好叫他的恩典显得更加美丽、灿烂。
And This makes sense.
这的确有道理啊。
God's main purpose is to save us in a way that glorifies Him.
神的主要的目的，他拯救我们的主要目的是要我们来荣耀他。
Giving the law to show how terrible transgression is makes complete sense.
所以他颁布了律法来显明罪恶是何其之多，显多了罪恶，也就叫他恩典显大，这真是有道理，对不对？就可以荣耀他了。
When we see how terrible transgression is because of the law,
当我们看到过犯是何等的可怕，借着律法显明出来了。
How wicked sin is,
我们看到罪恶是何其的罪孽深重啊。
How abominable,
罪恶是何其的可怕肮脏。
How detestable,
何等的可恨可恶。
How black and filthy and dirty,
何等的黑暗何等的肮脏何等的龌龊。
We are amazed that God reaches down into that filth.
我们就惊叹，哇，神竟然甘心
draws sinners out of it.
降卑自己，进入那个黑暗的深坑，肮脏的深坑，把罪人给拉出来。
And we are even more amazed.
我们甚至更加的惊叹
that God sends His own Son down into that filth.
差遣他的独生爱子进到那个肮脏的粪坑里
to bring sinners out of it.
把罪人给拯救出来。
Well, what does this all teach us?
这一切教导我们什么呢？
How does all of this come to us by way of teaching us?
这一切对我们个人有什么意义呢？给我们什么教导教训呢？
Well, one thing is very clear.
有一件很清楚的就是
Paul believed that the Genesis account of the origin of the human race and sin was literal.
保罗相信啊，这创世纪记载人类和罪恶的起源的记录都是真实的，都是实实在在的历史记录，真人真事。
There was a real Adam.
有个真正的亚当。
Who really sinned by eating of the tree.
他真正的吃了禁果，犯了罪了。
And really brought about the death of the human race.
他也真正的把罪恶跟死亡带进人间，带进世界。
Genesis is intended literally.
所以创世纪不是神话，乃是历史事实，这是神的心意。
The human race did not evolve.
人类不是进化来的，演化来的。
From chimps or monkeys or something else.
从什么猿啊、猿猴啊，慢慢的进化来的，不是的。
They descended from Adam.
人类乃是从亚当一代一代的传下来的。
Who sinned in the Garden of Eden?
亚当在伊甸园里头犯了罪。
Secondly.
好，第二。
Paul believed that God does not deal with the human race just individually.
保罗啊，相信神没有个别的用个人主义来对待人个人。
This is something that goes against our grain.
这是跟我们现代人的思想呢是矛盾的，是违背的。
That we don't like to admit.
我们不愿意承认神是我们不愿意承认这个事实。
We think in terms of individuals.
我们是用个人主义来，我们用这样的思想来判断事情。
But God has made the world.
但是神创造世界。
In terms of representative headships.
他是用头的代表性的原则来创造世界的，这是神所定的规则。
We must think about these headships.
我们也要照着神的思路来思想。
And how they affect us.
这个头的代表性怎么影响我们个人？
And even when we can, make wise decisions about them.
所以我们也要有机会的时候，也要做出明智的抉择。
Our father,
我们的祖宗。
Our family,
我们的家族。
Our church,
我们的教会。
Our nation,
我们的国家。
Our company,
我们的公司。
Our community,
我们的社区社会。
All of these things profoundly affect us.
这一切头的代表性都深深地影响我们的所有的一切。
And if we are fathers,
如果我们是做爸爸的，
or if we are pastors,
或者我们是做牧者的，
or if we are leaders,
或者我们是做领袖的，
or if we are employers,
或者我们是公司的老板，
we profoundly affect the people we lead.
我们所带领的人，我们对他们有很大的影响力。
If we have a choice about these things,
如果我们在我们所做的抉择当中可以做选择，自由选择的话。
We must choose well.
我们必须要 谨慎的思考，慎思明辨，做对选择。
You will be affected by the man you marry.
因为你所选择跟你结婚的人，你会被他影响。
Profoundly for better or worse.
或者或好或坏，你都会影响他，他也会影响你。
Choose well.
所以你要做对选择。
Choose your church well.
你要选择你的教会，要好好选。
Because you will be affected by those headships.
因为你会因着教会里的带领人，你会受影响的。
Seek divine protection.
你要求主来保守你。
Where you do not have a choice.
当你没有选择余地的时候，你就求主保守你。你可以选择的时候，就好好选择，做明智的选择。
Don't be proud.
不要骄傲。
Don't pretend that you're the master of your fate.
不要假装你是你命运的主宰。
Don't pretend that you're the captain of your soul.
不要假装你是你灵魂的舵手。
You are a weak, frail human being.
你是一个软弱的、脆弱的人而已啊。
Seek God's help.
你要寻求神的帮助。
Don't expose yourself to danger.
不要跑到危险的地带，自己找麻烦。
And then remember this as well.
也要记得这一点。
The righteousness of God is founded on representative headship.
神的义是建立在头的代表性的基础上，这个神学基础上。
It should not be strange that Paul teaches us that there is a great headship that affects our very standing before God.
所以保罗的教导有一个头所代表的庞大的群体，这个头呢影响着我们在神面前的地位，这个教导就不足为怪。
It is the headship of Christ.
这个头是基督，元首是基督。
We are not saved by what we do.
我们不是靠着自己的所做的所行的
得救。We are saved by what Christ does.
我们是因着基督我们的头所行的而得救的。
Should this not make us humble?
这岂不应当使我们更加的谦卑吗？
We are not saved by what we do.
我们不是靠着自己所行的得救的。
But by what Christ does.
乃是借着基督的成就的。
Should this not teach us God's grace?
这岂不应当教导我们神的恩典吗？
We are not saved by what we do.
我们不是靠自己的行为得救。
But by what Christ does.
乃是借着基督的成就。
Should this not teach us to entrust ourselves to Christ?
这岂不应当教导我们把自己全心的交托给基督吗？
An old Puritan taught this.
有一个古代的清教徒这么教导。
The whole human race
整个人类
is fastened to the belts of two great giants.
都捆绑在两个大巨人的腰带上。
Everything depends on whether you're fastened to the belt of giant Adam.
你的一切的你的命运你的前途都在乎或者你在亚当的裤带上缠着捆着。
Or the belt of giant Christ.
或者在基督的裤带上捆着，你是在哪一个裤带上
？Pray.
祷告。
Ask God.
求神。
To unfasten you from Adam.
从亚当的裤带上。
And to fasten you to Christ.
解脱，然后把你系在基督的腰带上。
This is what we learn.
这是我们学到的功课。
From Romans 5.
从罗马书第五章所学到的。
This is what I hope you will learn.
我也盼望你也可以学到这个功课。
From Romans 5.
从罗马书第五章学到这个功课。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs, and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.